Don, through the course of these questions, it's two things. One thing that has become very, very clear to me is that you lead two extremely distinct lives, right? You've got your a unbelievable, career with working for, is it Trump Enterprises? Is that the official name?
The Trump Organization, yeah. I guess there's a lot of parent companies in there,
Yeah, right.
but yeah, Trump generally.
Yeah, and then you have this, which is very apparent, this deep passion for the outdoors and connecting with the outdoors and the whole cycle of hunting all the way to the table. How do you reconcile those two lives? And I guess the other question I'd have, and you touched on this briefly, is when you're in your business role and you're at cocktail parties and meeting with, to do a deal with somebody, where does hunting ever come up, or do you keep those lives totally separate?
Well, it is interesting. I mean, they're both connected and very distinct, right? My friends joke, I'm the Fifth Avenue redneck. You have to keep them a little separately because you can't. It's hard to sort of blend an office environment with that. But again, I think it's that distinction between the two lives that really it gives me the relaxation that I need, right? I can step into the woods and out of the office, and it's exactly the opposite of what I've done all week. And I mean, that's my form of meditation, so to speak. It's where I relax. And so, I like having them separate and distinct. And they are, but at the same time, to your point and to your question about, whether it's business, whether it's cocktail parties, I touched on it earlier, but I've met some great people because I am willing to talk about it. I am willing to bring it up. Sometimes, it doesn't just come out randomly, hey, by the way. But sometimes you'll talk about it, and something will happen, and someone will drop a little hint. It's like, well, are you an outdoorsman? Are you a shooter? Second Amendment rights will come up, and that's something that I'm a big believer in, as well. And it sort of leads into other conversations. So I'll probably spend a lot of time in conversations probing. Once there's sort of you open a little bit of a door, it's like, wait a minute. And like I said, I've met some great people and great friends that way. Not only in the business world. Again, I've met guys that I've known for years that I didn't know were hunters, and then something happened and there was a little spark in a conversation. You said, oh, wait a second, I've been on business trips, I've been on a couple of business trips, one in particular in Mexico, where somehow we're talking about doing a resort development a few years ago, and somehow hunting came up, and they said, well, oh, you're a hunter. I was like, yeah, what are you going to be doing this weekend? I was like, oh, I'm going to be in Westchester County, I'll be in a bow stand. They're like, well, you want to come to our ranch? It happened to be in Sonora, Mexico. So, 6 hours later, we're done business. And, I'm on their ranch in Sonora, looking at mule deer that I've never, I've never even seen mule deer this big before. And I've lived out west, hunting. And, I've created some great relationships with that. I mean, again, some of the forums. And I guess one of the advantages, perhaps, of my last name is, I'll call somewhere to order something or to ask about a hunt or whatever. And, there's some curiosity. Wait a second. I didn't know, Donald Trump's son's a hunter. And, and then they talk to you a little bit out of curiosity and they realize maybe he knows a little bit about what he's talking about. And, or maybe he's not as big a jerk as I would have thought he would have been there or whatever it would be. And, I've gotten some pretty interesting invites, and, those invites I've actually taken people up on. They're probably more surprised that I'm doing that. Sometimes my wife's like, where are you going? You're going to go hunting with a guy I've never met before. I'm saying, yeah, worst case scenario, I got a rental car. I'll just leave if it doesn't work out all that well. That little foray, that little entree into that conversation has led me into some, friendships that, have now been, lifelong friendships. Some of my best friends are, guys I've met through the outdoors in one way, shape, or form. And they're just very unlikely friendships. They're not, people I would have met in any other way. Whether it's a guy that manufactures a particularly cool thing for shooting, or, a guy that's a shooter himself that said, hey, you ever want to come out and shoot with, these guys that, just world-class shooters. Says, yeah, sure, I'll go do that. And then they say, hey, wait a minute, this guy can actually hold his own. And then all of a sudden you're shooting on a team and you're sponsored. It's happened for me. And again, those relationships are phenomenal. And so, for me, it's the antithesis of what I'm doing on a daily basis, and I need that sort of decompression. So, the outdoors has always been there for me that way as well. So it's been great. So, you know, I don't really shy away from the strategies. And, you know, again, you're not going to please everyone at all times. And I have no intention of ever doing that. I sort of have enough friends right now. But if I can get someone, you know, who's been on the fence, someone who's, you know, has an open mind, because there's people that, you know, they're pro it. They love it. Great. There's people that are against it. And no matter what you say, no matter what the facts say, you know, they'll always be against it. You'll never win those over. But if I can get that guy that you're not really sure, but they're curious and really talk about the benefits, and maybe they do a lot of research and they start looking into it and say, you know what, Don, you actually, you know, have a point there. And I've gotten guys into the sport that I haven't even taken a field because I said, you know what, I looked into what you're saying and, you know, I was curious. So I went to a shooting range for the first time. I took the hunter safety course, and now I'm an avid waterfowler. It's just been amazing. And to be able to open those doors for some people just by being willing to have the conversation in a reasoned manner. You know, you don't have to be crazy. You're wrong, and I know everything. You know, you open the door, you make your arguments, you do it in a reasoned fashion, and it's amazing how many people you can win over.